So don't forget, believers, they don't grow by entertainment, they don't grow by all manner of stuff. If we are born by the word, it's only the word that can grow us up. That was being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an what incorruptible seed by the word of God that what? Liveth and abideth forever. Amen. So if we are born by the word, we can only grow by the same word. Just permit me to keep you for some hours this morning for you. And fellowship with your slain chicken. Amen. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 9. I start by clarifying something I said. Something I said under when you are alone. I call this part 2. When you are alone. Amen. I didn't know who told the lady leading prayers to lead prayers for the birth of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. We are praying that Jesus should be born or something. God, send Jesus, send Jesus. What do you think is the meaning of Hosanna when you are singing Hosanna? Huh? Sir? Save us, Lord, right? Oh, save. I learned that from Pastor Jolai, me too. Hosanna is, if you are singing Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Very nice song. But you are simply saying, God, send Jesus to come and save us. That's the meaning of Hosanna. Send Jesus to come and save. But today, he's not to come and save, he has saved. Amen. So we sing about the glorified Christ. Sing about what he has done. A lot of our fellowship is with things done, done, done. Not things for God to do. Are you with me, sirs? Okay, I said I made a statement last time. I said we are likely going to present a collective effort before God more than an individual effort. Like our reward is before Jesus, we most likely be more of it will be more of something we present together, like a joint, like a project defense. You understand what I'm saying? That five people do projects, that's okay. This is our work, more than just each person. Let me just explain what I mean in that context. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. Firstly, what is the result that we are going to present? What is the result, reward of the labor? What are we going to present as the fruit of our ministry, as fruit of our faithful service? Please be fast, lots of scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. One to go. For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are what? God's building. Amen. So, he called them, say, you guys, you are God's building. You are God's husbandry. You are where we labor. Check Philippians chapter 4, verse 1. You are where we labor. Saints are not just an accessory that we later determine the yardstick of our reward. Saints are also the reward. See Philippians chapter 4, they are the reward that we get. Saints in life, saints in ministry, saints in glory. Philippians 4 verse 1. One to go, let's read. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and my crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Hallelujah. So he said, they are what? My joy and my what? My crown. Wow. My reward, my joy and my crown. Peace, are you following? My joy and my crown. So stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. So saints, you should see saints beyond just something I'm using to earn something. They are the reason why you are here. That's why any ministry, once your focus is beyond saints, you will lose track. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 17. First Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 17. But we brethren, being taken from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavored the more abundantly to see your face with great desire. Wherefore, we would have come unto you even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even what? Ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus at what? At where? So, what will be your crown at the coming of Jesus? Saints, read verse 21 to go. For you are our glory and our joy. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, saints are the harvest. What are the rewards that we get when I get to heaven for faithful ministry? He said they are saints. The buildings, the nice everything, they are only tools. Saints are the real deal. They are the ones we build up. They are the ones for whom we labor, and they are the eventual reward we get in ministry. So let me read that verse 19 for you from the Good News Bible. After all, it is you no less than others, who are our hope, our joy, our reason for boasting of our victory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when he comes. So he's saying, you are our reason for boasting, you are our victory. You are the reason for our victory. Amen? You are our hope, our joy. Rush to John 15 verse 4. John chapter 15 verse 4. John 15, 4. Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it what? Abideth in the vine. No more can ye except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that what abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can what? Do nothing. Verse 8, want to go, verse 8. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be what? My disciples. Amen. And we saw clearly in that Matthew 28 that what are the fruits? Told them, go ye to all the world. Sorry. So that's Mark 16. No, sorry. It's same thing. And preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and he baptized, they are saved. So that is the fruits that they are to bear. Same thing, Matthew 28, verse 18 and 19. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore, like teaching all nations, baptizing them. Amen. John chapter 4, verse 31. John 4, 31. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, hath any man brought him anything to eat? Jesus said unto them, want to go, let's read. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Now let me read. Say not ye that there are yet 4 months and then coming the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look unto the field, for they are white already to harvest. Now start paying attention now. And he that reapeth wages, receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto what? Life eternal. That both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. Now, see 37 and 38. And herein is that saying true. One soweth and another what? Reapeth. Don't forget, one sow, another one reapeth. Verse 38. I sent you to reap that whereon you bestow no labor. Other men labored and you have entered into their labor. Praise God. See, keep that in your mind. Don't forget, he's saying, you are not the only one that labored. So somebody else sowed. You are only here to reap the harvest. Come to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 4. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 4. For why one said, I am of Paul, I am of Apollos, and another said, I am of Apollos, are you not Cana? Who then is Paul, and who then is Apollo, but ministers by whom you believe? Even as the Lord give to every man. I have planted and Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So God, Paul planted, right? Apollo watered. So then neither is he that planted anything, neither is he that watered, but God that what gave us the increase. Remember, the God, how does God give the increase? Remember, God's word and God's actions. Remember? Oh, you need to be putting this into it. Remember, now come on. I gave you an assignment and you did it. How did God give the increase? How did God give the increase? They believe now, they grew, right? Praise God. The growth of the saints is the increase of God. If I'm preaching right now, if you know, like we pray that let the word have free course. Let the word of God be glorified. Eh? You know, in Acts chapter 4, when the disciples were threatening, the Bible said, behold, they are threatening, grant to their servant that with signs and wonders they might, that you should stretch forth your hand and let signs and wonders be done through the name of your son Jesus. So they are praying like that God should do something. Now, which is a very valid prayer, is okay. But don't forget, it is when they are seeing response from preaching. That is the answer to the prayer. So when he's saying God gave the increase, how did God give the increase? Give the increase. As we are laboring, what is happening? You guys are believing. You are coming in into maturity, into understanding. So that was why if a man of God is what? Is laboring and there's nothing that is showing forth of it, what did I say you should do? Under career in God, what should you do? Cry to God in prayer. God, what is happening? Amen. Ministry must keep going, must keep growing. So how does God give the increase? Through the what? Response of the saints. Are you with me? Please, pastors, be doing well to be reminding saints of these things. Don't always think that we have to go to new topics. Some of these things that we have taught, please, we must not forget. Okay, I'm in verse what? Verse 7. So then, neither is it that planted anything, neither is it that watered, but God that gave it the increase. Now, he that planted and he that watered are one, and every man shall what? Receive his own reward according to his own labor. So now, I can tell you that he made this verse 8 statement because of the rebuke he was actually giving. Because he was warning the church about those who build unsustainable things on that foundation. He was actually warning them, you know, he was telling them that every man shall, depending on what you build upon it. So, because he was doubtful, because that division that existed in his Corinthian church, at least it would be somebody that might have orchestrated it. So, it is because of that he is now trying to separate himself from others. That's why he's now calling himself the wise master builder. But don't forget, he already told you, I planted. Somebody else watered. Are you with me? So see verse 9. For we are what? Verse 9, everybody wants to go. For we are what? Laborers together with God. Again, verse 9, yes. For we are laborers. Come on again. Want to go? For we are laborers together with. You are God's what? Husbandry. You are God's building. Amen, amen. Because don't forget, if I labored on a man right now, if we labor on a man and somebody else came with a false doctrine or something and deceived such a person, will I be rewarded of God? I did my best, spent 50 years on somebody, taught him. And after I left, somebody came. And the person I said I have taught, somebody was able to take him off the faith. Will I be rewarded? Think. 50 years in ministry. And of course, I'm not yet 50. I'm saying, maybe, so 50 years in ministry of a man of God, you are laboring over people. And somebody came after you left them to deceive such saints and they were deceived. Will you be rewarded for the 50 years of ministry? Think. Yes, let me see your hand. No, let me see your hand. In the center, let me see your hand. Amen. Okay, if you said yes, that no matter what, labor is labor, I beg. Ma? If the people you labor on and somebody can come and ship them away like a wheat, what? Why should you be rewarded? I know you want to make major on that. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said he was saying that because he was separating himself from every other person that was also laboring with them. Let me show you these scriptures. Galatians 4:11. Why do you think Paul will use, let me just give you two of it, use words like these? Galatians 4:11. 1, 2, go, yes. And I am, come on, open your Bibles. I am afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in what? In vain. If that is not enough, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5. So can the man of God actually labor, yet he labors in vain? Is it that when he was laboring, he was doing rubbish? No, he actually labored well. But if you remember Galatians, remember what happened in chapter 2? When people came and started doing stuff that ought not to be done, and they are now telling them that except you are doing this, you cannot be saved. Say, ah, guy, you want to labor in vain. That's why now you so such serious. Whoa, whoa, you guys, are you foolish? Eh? You want all my, I came to you in the infirmity of the flesh, and yet you received me like an angel. Have I now become your enemy? He was talking like that. See, 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 5. Want to go, let's read. For this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter have tempted you and our labor be in vain. That is why, pastors, when you are training people, you train them like a jaffolo. You must drill them so that anything coming, no shaking. Then that's why we use Greek word, Hebrew word, all those. That is for stability. Or else, well, seems like the man of God can actually labor in vain. So, don't get it right. Saints are the result, okay? Are you with me? Saints are the result. So once saints don't show up mature, then your reward is wasting away. The saints that are the result, once they don't show up mature, what is happening? Your reward is what? It's wasting away. If the people you taught last 3 years, I know you have labored by a lot of people, you're just thinking that, it's true. This one that is right now in El Adra Church, this one that I've prayed for, and right now, I didn't even know, he has married a Muslim. For God, I did my best to, I'm sorry. Go and look for them and relabor. Okay, amen. Praise God. So, now, for instance, now in a place like this, for instance, who is single and handedly responsible for the growth of IJ? I want to ask a question. Who is single handedly responsible for the growth of IJ, for instance? Negative. Single handedly. Are you with me? No. Even those who serve in physical things contribute to our growth. Hallelujah. So even those who serve in physical things, they contribute. Amen. Are you with me? So what am I saying? So as long as mature saints are the result of ministry, then our reward is together. No one is a result of individual efforts. Are you with me? You learned some from me. You learned from Pastor Joy. When Sabuki is praying, you got something in the personal mentoring group. You got something in this. You got something. Therefore, that would mean when we now, just think of people that labored on Apostle Paul, and Apostle Paul is not mature in ministry. When you get to heaven, how many people will say, Barnabas will say, yes, that guy, I taught him too. You know, say, no, not only you, I taught him too. So I'm trying to say, all of us now can just come before God and say, God, this is our reward, IJ. Are you with me? Are you trying to get what I'm saying? So it's not saying nobody is a product of one person. That is why I use the word, our reward is actually together. We labor together over people. Amen, amen. So, 1 Corinthians 15:33. Let me start getting gradually to my topic today. So, 1 Corinthians So as long as matured saints in ministry are the result of ministry, then our reward is together. Because no single individual is what? No individual is a result of a single man effort. Amen? Everybody is playing their part. Everybody is playing their role just to edify the body. Just to edify the body. That there be no schism in the body. Amen? 1 Corinthians 15:33. Be not deceived. Evil communication does what? Corrupt good manners. Have you opened it? Be not deceived. Evil what? Communication corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness. Come on, some people are not there. I wait for you. We take it again. 33 and 34. Hallelujah. Okay. For some have not the knowledge of God, I speak this to your shame. Information are powerful. Information is powerful. Is it powerful or is powerful? What is correct? Information is powerful. Very powerful. There are some information that you should stay away from. Just like the man of God has said that he doesn't pray for more than 15 minutes, that he only thinks. That he regretted the years he spent fasting. A big deal in Nigeria. He said, well, say, remember those times that you usually fast? Say, what a wasteful time. That now he doesn't pray. That, you know, when your GO says he's praying, his maximum number of praying is 15 minutes. How long should the heritage of that place pray? It's done, right? Praise God. So, such is evil. Why am I using the title as Peter? Why is it today? You see, and I wouldn't have used it. I would have used Ojut. Amen. So, no, that is evil. Run away from such information. Don't list it. Don't analyze. Just escape. We are all products of the words we have heard and believed over time. We are all products of the words that we have heard and believed over time. For instance, I expect you, since when we have discussed healing so much in this place, you go, you renew your mind towards healing, you do your best to practice the gifts of healing, you practice it on your phone, you practice it with people, you practice it with those you know are sick, you practice until you get results because you know your victory is sure. Amen. So what I'm saying is that you are all products of words we have received. If you keep receiving such words, there are some services that you should actually get up and leave. I'm serious. There are some services, because maybe you went home for break, there are some things, just plug in your ear. Don't hear it. Because somebody will now come out and give testimony that, yes, it's true, Pastor is right. I have this issue, I only prayed 2 minutes. And I got a reward. And I say, And that told me that you say you must labor 30 hours. Okay, who did we keep? Amen? Because, God. This thing is coming. It's like I really have to teach this demonology that I'm trying to dodge. Because I know there was time on Facebook I was saying, what is the meaning of lying wonders? When you were saying Revelation that one of the two of the Antichrist will be, he will use lying wonders against the saints. So what is the meaning of lying wonders? Does it mean that, okay, maybe lying wonders will be, he provided a fake miracle. Are you with me? That like, for instance, this original laptop, a lying wonder would be you now do the China version. So is that the meaning of lying wonder? I said, I didn't think so. When you look at the scripture, when you check that in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, it says, Satan beguiled Eve, so I fear lest you to be corrupted from the simplicity of Christ. When you look at all the context of how deception is used in the Bible, you will discover that lying wonders, they are true wonders done with the intention of deception. That means the thing actually happened. The man was healed, not fake healing. Are you with me? Not shinko healing. The thing happened, but the intention, the reason why we did that thing is to what? To carry people away, to lure people away, to deceive people. Lying wonders is different from magic. Anyway, we look at that in more closer One can look later. So we are all products of the words that we have heard over time. For instance, in this 1 Corinthians 15, let's go through it from verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless you have believed in what? In vain things. For I deliver unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ was died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, of the 12, verse 6, and that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present hour, but some are falling asleep. I go to verse 11 said, therefore, whether it will be I or they, so we preach, and so you believe. Can you see? Collective effort too. Now, verse 12 and 13, want to go? Let's read. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? Can you see that? 13 now says, but if there be no resurrection of the dead, then it's not Christ risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain and your faith is also vain. So you avoid such communication. You check that first letter to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 1. In the first chapter, he quickly cautioned him against the people, on the people to avoid. On the stuffs and the people to avoid. It's also the duty of the man of God to tell you, to caution you on things to avoid, on people to avoid. That is 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. Just the first chapter, he was writing a letter to him. He quickly mentioned them. This child I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecy which went before on thee, that thou by them might war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some haven't put away concerning faith, has made a shipwreck, of whom is what? Eminos and Alexandra, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. So Paul did not leave Timothy in darkness. He didn't try to cover those who cover these guys up. He said, no, these are them. Avoid these guys. Say association is key. So Paul was so particular about the people to avoid. See 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Habib, are you following? Thank you. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. I charge you therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not what? Endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts they shall heap up to themselves teachers, having itchy ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and they shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I kept the faith, and it is laid for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord shall give me, and that day not only me, but all that love is appearing. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. Verse 10, want to go, what is there? For Demas has what? Forsaken me, having loved this what? Present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, and Crescent to Galatia, Titus to Demetria. So is it only Demas that forsook Paul? I didn't think so. It was talking about three people. So that means he forsook Paul, he forsook ministry, not that he forsook salvation. See verse 11, only what? Luke is with me. That would mean Titus is not with him, and the other two guys, they were not there. So it is talking about faithfulness to Paul in his ministry. So take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me and for the ministry. And Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus, and the cloak that I left, come to verse 14. Alexander, the what? Coppersmith, did me much evil. The Lord rewarded him according to his work. Imagine. Of whom he be thou also what? Aware of also. For he greatly withstood our words. Remember? I told you, I said, who is the evil man? The evil man, the real evil man, is the man that is standing against your words. The one that is not allowing your words to prosper. Verse 16, at my first answer, no man stood with me, But all men forsook me. I pray, God, that you not be laid to their charge. Amen. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, that all Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Amen. Yes, let's keep reading. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Salute Priscilla and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus abode at Corinth, but Trophimus have I left in Miletus sick. Do thy diligence to come before winter. ETC. So, are you with me? Say people are important. Say people are important. So we must teach you to recognize good people and to avoid bad ones. You can see that, I mean, if you still see that verse 21, do that you to come unto me. Ebulus greeted thee, Pudens and Linus and Claudia and all the brethren. The Lord Jesus bless Christ be with thy spirit and grace be with you. Amen. So people are important. Your company matters. Association matters. People are important in ministry. Right people. Don't say, oh, this year I can be there. I will take the eat the wheat, have you throw away the shaft, have you? How do you shall I say it? Before you know, you will have eaten the stone. Think you are eating Mama Goli, you are eating my father rice. Amen. See 2 Timothy 1 verse 9. Your company matters. Who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought forth light and immortality to light, to reality through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of strong words which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. Amen. This note that all that are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom I was Phygellus and Amogenes. Genesis, right? And the Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me. This guy in hope is not it's not the one. Okay, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. So you saw how he was so particular, so clear. People can influence you rightly or wrongly. Therefore, the man of God also has the responsibility to caution you. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. It's not every word man that you see around that you try to follow. That is why at times we say some things we say, not because we hate some people, it's because so that our labor will not be in vain. So that your faith will be steady. 2 Timothy 2:14. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the errors. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of the truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their words with us is like a canker, of whom is Amenos and Philetus, who concerning the truth have heard, saying the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Imagine. Can you see that? Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that was named the name of Christ depart from iniquity. What iniquity? False doctrine, saying rubbish. So verse 20, but in a great house they are not only what? Vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of art, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore shall purge himself from this, he shall be a what? Vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto what? Every good work. So, if a man shall purge himself from this, from what? From wrong doctrine, from wrong association. Everything. Amen. So, there are people to avoid. And it's the duty of your discipler to caution you.
Titus 1 verse 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus of God, open Titus 1:1, an apostle of Jesus Christ according to the faith of God's elect and according to the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness in the hope of what? Eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. Verse 3. But in this manifested the world through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God and our Savior. So Titus, my own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, peace from God the Father and our Savior. For this cause I left thee in Christ, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting and ordain elders in every city. Right? Now say, if any man be blameless, husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly, for the bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre or selfish gain, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate. Verse 9. Holding fast the faithful words as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Verse 10. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouth must be stopped, who subvert old houses, teaching things which they ought not to, for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, and slow bellies. This witness is true. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in faith, not giving heed to what? Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth unto the pure. All things are pure, and unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. Verse 16, want to go? They profess they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient unto every good work, reprobate. So, can you see that all these direct letters, it was not even starting with doctrine. It was just starting with people. People, people, people.
Verse 17. Philippians 3:17. Brethren, be ye what? Followers of me, and mark them. Say mark them. Say mark them. Come on, come on. I show you are there. Brethren, be ye followers of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now I tell you even weeping, that they are the what? Enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. Now, see, that 19 and 20, he said this, who they mind earthly things, for our conversation is in heaven. Wow. So, what would verse 19 imply? Okay, check this. And the word mind there, that's a Greek word, P-H-R-O-N-E-O. It means who entertain earthly things, who interest themselves in earthly things, people who set their affection on earthly things. So now he's saying some people mind earthly things, but our conversation is in heaven. So that would mean some people set their love on earthly things, but our own love is in eternal things. The believer cannot have things here as the hallmark or the divination of his faith. Anybody that is telling you that these are the full divination of faith is lying. Unbelievers have better things. Are you with me? Of course, nobody is saying don't be okay. But that is not the divination. You are who you are Whether things are right or wrong. Are you with me? You are justified of God. Paul and Silas was in prison. They sang praises. Are you with me? Are you with me? He said in that should be 1 Peter chapter 3. He said, just don't suffer as an evildoer. He said, but whosoever, same thing James said in James 1, he said, count it all joy, right? When you are what? So diverse temptation. So it's not a thing not far fetched for things not to go fine. When there is anybody that is saying that things must so we always go like this. Well, I don't know the Bible is reading. Because check that 1 Corinthians 15:19. Come on. 1 Corinthians 15:19. Look at the Bible. Come on. First Corinthians 15:19. Please read this as loud as you can. Want to go? Yes. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we have all men most miserable. That's serious. If in this life only, if everything you are labor, everything you are setting your affection on is here. Say of all men most miserable. So we set our affection on eternal things. Hallelujah. So, to my main topic, when you are alone, amen. When you are alone, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When you are alone. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This know also that in these last days, perilous time shall come. Now, see, look at the definition of the perilous times. Are you there? Bumi, are you looking at the Bible? Only writing. Say perilous times. So it says perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despiser of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God. Write that down. That word, lovers of pleasure, is just one Greek word. Philedonos, Philedonos. It means fond of pleasure. Philedonos. It means they are fond of pleasure. There's somebody that does not love pleasure, but these people, they are overly fond of pleasure. Then lovers of God, that is the Greek word philotios. Philotios. That is P-H-I-L-O. The same P-H-I-L-O. Now put God after. God is theos in the Greek. T-H-E-O-S. They are fond of pleasure not more than being fond of God. They love pleasure at the expense of eternal things. For instance, today, anybody that's in Abuja right now, I didn't know what the excuse of anybody to say, okay, that you can't be around today. Why are you after? The shaking? It can wait. At least during Muslim holiday, you come to church. So why should it be in the so-called during Christian holiday? Now say, we are not coming. Are you with me? Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. So the issue is more than, that's the issue. Not that everybody likes pleasure. Even Jesus, he was not swimming across the oceans, the seas to go and be preaching. He had a Bugatti, right? Praise God. He had a boat. No, remember, I asked you a while ago, I said, how should a believer spend his holiday? Remember? Just 2 weeks ago, right? And because all some people think about is recreation. Oh, let's go out for outings, ceremonies. Let me sleep. Let me just sleep. Movie, games. Amen. And yet you had backlogs of assignments in church. You have exams you have not attended to. You have soul winnings unattended to. So during the so-called holiday period, what should you do? Naturally, you should wrap up. You wrap up your commitment. But when during that time that they now free you a bit from your secular work, you now say, ah, finally, I can now go and start hunting for guests. You see, that is what I call friendship with the world. Friendship with the world. See James 4 verse 4. I say, I can take you out. I will now plan different Cana trips. James 4:4. Don't forget, I have told you about the terminologies of James. Of course, you are seeing the way he said, you are adulterers and adulteresses. He's not writing with the Pauline style, but the Pauline revelation is yet in the book of James. But just the use of words are not always consistent. Are you with me? So, because he's using their conduct to describe them, not their nature. But don't forget, Paul will say, know ye not that what you are the what temple of God. That Paul will say to the saints, right, in Corinth. He will not say you are one saint. He says, such are one. He says, know ye not that the unrighteous cannot inherit the kingdom of God. He says, but such are some of you, but what? You are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of Jesus and by the Spirit of God. So, that is the way, that is express revelation. That's why Paul is about. So, James is saying the same thing. He's simply correcting saints, but he's using their what? Conduct to describe them rather than to use their nature. Are you with me? So don't see it as something that some people say James should remove it from the Bible. You're not serious. Where's to do James 1:17? Okay. So know ye not that friendship of the world is what? Enmity with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Serious. Player. Say whosoever you must see, you must know yourself that you are pressing the brake pedal on player. That you are not going for everything the world has to offer. That you are not always say, the reigning thing right now is this, yes sir. The reigning thing right now is this, yes sir. Everything you are just taking. You must know yourself. Because this thing, there is nobody, even your pastor cannot even put a clear checkmate on you. Checking on you. So you must just be, it's all about self-sincerity. That I know that I am not, remember, they that know how to use the things of this world are not abusing for the fashion of this world, pass it away. Amen, amen. Colossians 3 verse 1. So when you are alone, when you are away from the brethren, don't be away from God in your thoughts. In your thinking pattern. Don't be away from God in your thinking pattern. Don't be away from God in your thoughts, in your mind. The time that you seem like alone, let it be times for deeper meditation on the word of God, on who you are in Christ, on the gift of the Spirit. Colossians 3:1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Call him of Sova to command us to. Amen, amen. E.g., for instance, even when you are done with church, I don't expect you to just rush out like something like you are sitting on a hot coal in church. Just why not just sit down, review your note with a note or somebody beside you. Just take that time to let convince yourself that I have a priority. That I'm not just writing for the sake of. So Colossians 3:1. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are where? Above, where Christ seated at the right hand of God. Again, let's read again. Want to go? If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated at the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on earth. Verse 3, for you are dead, and your life is what is hid in what? In Christ with God. Hallelujah. With Christ in God. So the verse 3 after that is saying your discovery is only in Christ. Remember 2 Corinthians chapter 5:16, no exorcist, therefore know we no man after the flesh. Amen? So we don't discover you, we don't scrutinize you by the flesh. Your discovery is in Christ. Your life can only be explained in Christ. Are you with me? Your life can what? Only be explained in Christ. So also, avoid time wasters. Avoid activities that are best time wasters. Avoid it. Some novels are not proper. Avoid time wasters. Avoid things that affect your thinking. Your thinking that will make you, that will change your thinking pattern. Don't forget time, that thing, time waits for no man. The clock is ticking. Don't give yourself to uncontrollable entertainment, especially when you are alone. It's always believer to stay around a believer. It's always better not to stay alone. Don't forget, any day you spend without growing up spiritually can only be redeemed, not fully recovered. It's different. Any day like that that you spend without growing up spiritually can only be redeemed. Don't forget, redemption, we need a price, right? That will mean what you have not gained, you have not gained. So later, when you want to gain it, you will now have to pay a greater price to come back into steadfastness. Anytime you spend without growing up, you can only redeem it. You can't recover it freely. The steadfastness you refuse to give today will always be more difficult tomorrow. That is why, for instance, in your prayer life, let me just say this. It's easier to maintain prayer life than to quit and start again. How many of you know? If you have been praying 3 hours, 2 hours, 4 hours every day, it's just easier to maintain it. Once you quit, to start afresh. Hey, you now press my set alarm, you know, snooze the head. It's just easier. The easiest thing is to keep it up. But to start and stop, no. Pick out yourself more. Say consistency. So alone times, if not spent on your professional pursuit, push forward meditation. Use it for meditation. When you are alone, if you are not spending it on your professional pursuit, put it on meditation. I'm almost done with this. 1 Timothy 4:12. 1 Timothy 4:12. Put that mind on meditation. Put it there. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of believers in what? In word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity, till I come. Give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbyteries. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly unto them, that thy what? Profiting may appear to all. Verse 16. Want to go? Take it unto thyself and unto doctrine. Continue with them. For in doing this, thou shalt both what? Save thyself and them that hear thee. So he said in 15, he said, meditate upon these things. It is as precious. You meditate. You think. You think on what you have been taught. Then you bring out more. You meditate. You will not always be hearing like this forever. And of course, in a place like a divine assembly, I'm in a hurry. Amen. I'm in a hurry. Of course, I didn't mean I would send you out when you are still big, but I'm yet in a hurry. The king's business is urgent. So spend time meditating. In your exams, be in your realm of 80s, 90s. Spend time. Think over it. For instance, a set of exams will be coming soon, which is for ministers, which will purely be on meditation. Not even what you will see in the notes. Not explain Pharaoh or something. No. Meditation. You will think, you have to think. Amen. What? Philippians 4:4. Think on what you have learned. Think on the power of God. Think on giving and receiving in this. We have good things. Engage your mind with these things. Don't give yourself to pornography. Don't watch some useless sites. What's a believer doing with Badu on his phone? When it's Instagram, if you are not marketing a product, what are you doing there? Twitter is best for politics. You can prove me wrong anyway after service. Well, before you copy and paste two scriptures, thing is saying space is filled. What was that? You do a thread. Thread call. Open your cotton. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Say always. Glory.
Glory.
Come on, that's how you get. Glory.
Glory.
Never don't read rejoice. You rejoice when you say you should rejoice. Amen. Anytime, if you are reading on your own, you just say you rejoice in your Lord. What you just say, hallelujah, put activity. Amen. It is not theoretical. Amen. Okay, let me read again. Rejoice in the Lord always. Thank you. I believe we'll be our chief rejoicer in this place very soon. And again, I say unto thee, rejoice. Thank you. So he said, let your moderation now be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall what? Keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Amen. Say, my mind is at peace. Say, I'm not high-minded. Say, I don't have unrealistic expectations. Say, I keep my heart simple. Some people, if you see how they think, all they're just waiting for is God. When you just let an outcast just show up and say, I can just marry. Just, if God can just put the way some, especially ladies, think on the board. Ah! Just be thinking. Who you come and take care of me? Oh, you come and what are you? What is wrong with you? You come and take care of you. Why are you taking care of yourself? Take care of me. Good job. Rapper, when are you taking care of? Who will come and take care of me? Thank you. Hallelujah. So, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Christ. You just be simple-minded. Don't allow your mind to get to that troubling state. Hey, God, I'm 22. Ooh, marry me. 22. Am I not fine enough? Eh? Am I not fine enough? 22. What of you? Keep your mind simple. Don't just bug it with expectation. So somebody will not come to you, not be saying, you see somebody, you just see somebody just come up from a good car. You didn't know if he has the head of a woman being in the boot of his car. You say, wow. Can't you just say hi? Some people just see anybody, even if it's anybody that is white, even if it's Filipino, wow. No Philippines? No Filipinos?
Yeah.
Like Joshua. What do you say? Ah. See? They have their names. Imagine, that's what we are saying. Somebody is carrying weight. I mean, he's carrying weight every day. Just now say, that guy is only my crush. Are you okay? You are a believer. That's a rubbish word. Quote me anyway. It's a rubbish one. Believe me, I had a crush on him. I had a crush on that one too. I had a crush. You don't crush on the devil. I've never used that one before. I crushed on a lady. Who is date? If you want to date, if which one is I'm crushing? Huh? I see you are crushing. That's just number. Worldliness. This church has entered the world and the world has entered. Those are worldly terminologies. Quote me anywhere. It's your pastor talking. It's worldly. Someone you like, be in courtship and get married, which don't crush. I have a single lady. Now see your screensaver, Cristiano Ronaldo. Wow. Say, wow, I just love him. You have been seeing letters on Facebook to dear future boo. Future boo. It's not fair. It's not fair to a spiritual growth. Actually, you won't grow. That's how you grow when you're having crushes. I crush on you. That you're here. What's that? If you need to repent from you, go and repent. Stop using those words. Don't be crushing on people. Huh? Go and repent. So, I beg you, read verse 8. Want to go. Finally, brethren. Whatsoever things are what? Is it crushing? No, true. Crush is not real. You are crushing someone that don't even send you. That don't even know if you exist. Oh, it's my idol. It's my idol. I don't understand how we'll be looking at a female athlete and we'll say, wow. I just crush on you. It's worldly. So simple for a different assembly, it's worldly. Because I try to put myself in your shoe. I will not be looking at a and to make matters worse, it's a lady that I may never meet see for the rest of my life. Wow. What's the name of that Avengers lady, Black Widow? What is her name? I forgot. So wow. And you will see people writing exigence on Facebook. Wow. Woman of my dream. That's the day we always be doing take and drop. Yes, crush one is there. It's true. Everyone is there. There's a day. So you renew the crush. You are exercising your mind in futilities. That one is different. Amen. I'll attend to that one later. That's what I mean. What's that? Crush Wednesday. Oh yeah, let's read. Whatsoever things are what? True. Whatsoever things are what? Honest. Whatsoever things are what? Just. Whatsoever things are pure. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Verse 9. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Also, don't be used to always cashing fund with friends that does not understand that those powers of Christianity, those powers of ministry. Don't be used to it. It happens here, of course. But don't be overly used to it. Every weekend, yes, it's my colleagues. It's taking me out. It's taking me out. You know, an unbeliever is a shadow of the devil. Hope you know. Tell me that I said it's the Bible. Don't be useful. Of course, I'm not saying all things are pure. But I think you now say, I think I've seen coming to that one early next year. When I say, well, the Bible says, things sacrificed to idol, idol is nothing. So this weekend, today, you see it at Ogun Festival. Next tomorrow, Shango. Next tomorrow, Ishu Festival. Next tomorrow, Kilo, what are you looking for? Don't worry, all things are pure, nothing. Any brother can carry me out. Nothing is in my mind. Nothing is happening. So, I wrote in my notes, I said, find a saint, I didn't read this very well, so I don't tell you what I'm not saying. So, like I said, don't be used to catching fun alone or with friends without understanding of the policy of the ministry. Rather, find a saint that will rather caution you when things are going too much. Are you with me? I'm saying it's best if your fun, for instance, Big Ife was traveling that Buki and Red also, they carried themselves to ShopRite and they went to enter themselves. That's nice. That's awesome. So that, if you are going, for instance, in a company with a believer, by the time you finish watching a movie, after one, you sang karaoke, what is there? You play bowling, then you went for 3D. No, if you are with a believer, if something is not pricking you, something will pick the okay. Don't do that. Let's go. But if you are with a child of the devil, what will happen? Till mama calls, right? So what I'm saying is this is just a guideline. Even for your fun-filled activities, let it be with believers most of the time. They will caution you against excesses. Also, of course, we are still on this war in the Defense Assembly, even in my house. Giving too much attention to your phone is a way to make you useless in the future. You'll be so useless. All you will know is how to type fast, how to do text, speech to out. That's all you will know in the future. Giving too much attention to your phone is a way to make you useless. Games, online chat groups, but it is. Please be sincere to yourself for once. You know that this thing is not causing you to grow up spiritually. You know, it's taking your time, it's taking your attention, it's taking your thinking. And I've told you, remember which series that I said, once you can take out your thinking from God, I said you are, how did I put it? Something like that. Like once you don't allow God in your thoughts, you have simply said, God, don't use me in ministry, something like that. Once you don't allow God in your thinking, see, if you like, pray about miracle signs and that's in church till tomorrow. Once you are told, once you get home, you just switch to, I am not scared to be seen. I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. If you just get to your switch, you will never do it. Because it's not about church consciousness. It's about always consciousness. It's not about what I think about only when I'm in church. It's about always. It's about consistency. Are you with me? So be sincere to yourself. Let go of this. Don't forget, it is when Paul was alone in prison, that was when he wrote most of those awesome epistles. Think on that. Most of those awesome epistles, he wrote them from prison. See why I'm alone? See when I'm alone, good things still happen to me. So your Christian life is not just a church life. No, it's not. It's not. It's your daily life. It's your daily life. It's your every moment life. You need to please spell the keyboard. It's your every moment life. It's the way Christians spend alone times that is responsible for different addictions that they find themselves. See, different Christians, I'm struggling with this, struggling with that. It's because of the way they spend their alone times. Write it down. I'm serious. It's not because they are not coming to church enough. It's not because they are not praying enough. It's how do you spend those times that you're alone? Thank you, Lord Jesus. That is what is responsible for different addiction. Say, when I'm alone, I am alone with God. Say, I choose to be God conscious. Don't forget, individual growth is also collective growth. When you are growing up spiritually, even at home, you are growing up spiritually at home, you will make your church better. You will be a joy to your leader. You will be a joy to your pastor. You will be a joy to the people around you. Ooh. Individual growth is also collective growth. When we respond with joy, when we give spiritual things our best of attention, we cause joy for our leaders. Also, in your mind, avoid wandering thoughts. Avoid wandering thoughts. Thoughts of unnecessary fantasies. I wrote this in my note. I've told you before in this church. I said, "Inspire youth, take notes. Think less of the possibilities of your singleness and sexuality. It is a way to make you useless and take you further from where you wish to go." I will give you that again. Think less of the possibilities of your singleness and sexuality. It will make you useless and will take you further than you wish to go. You only wish to just do it slay queen. Slay queen. Every day, slay queen. Slay queen. At the end of the day, as you are slaying the queen, they will come back and slay you. Because when they reply their attention, it's almost like you are seeking attention. And you, one day you get what you are looking for. That's the point. It's not your cause. You will always get it. Amen? It will take you farther than you wish to go. Before you know it, you are already traveling to Lagos to go and meet a man you have never seen. We have no liberty from thinking properly. Yes, there is liberty in Christ. I will teach you that next year. But we have no liberty from thinking properly. Our liberty is within the perimeter. No liberty from seriousness. Some will say, "Well, every man has 15 minutes of madness every day." Have you heard that before? Some people say that 15 minutes of madness is permitted every day. That's not Christian. That's not Christian. The believer has no such liberty. Be mad 15 minutes every day. Lastly, Psalm 119 verse 45. Already is just a first, is the appetizer. We now go to our Christmas service. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. After that, we now go to our worker service. Psalm 119 verse 45. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Let's read together. Want to go? Come on. Okay, I'll wait for you. 119 verse 45. Okay, want to go? Yes. Come on. Psalm 119, verse 45. I walk at liberty, for I seek thy what? I will walk at what? Liberty, for I seek. So where is your liberty? In his precept. Hallelujah. Say, I'm not free to live anyhow, but I have been freed from living anyhow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have liberty within a perimeter. Not to just do anything. I keep my mind pure. I say it again. Watch any believer that is saying, "I'm struggling with this thing, with that thing, with that thing." It's because of how he spends his time alone. I'm serious. When he's alone, it's because of the thoughts you entertain. Why not put God there? Why not? Anyway, don't worry. As far as for people workers, I will be telling you some stuff towards the new year. Why not be engaging, even things that will help your profession? Go on the internet, download fields, maybe write your profession out. How I can be better in Z year? Just one of those download and list and read. Watch YouTube videos. I'm saying, even if you don't want to watch Christian stuff, watch things in your profession. Become better. Are you with me?
Why not just make a commitment that, okay, every can I take a video on YouTube, I want to watch everything. All these old men, who was I watching recently? Billy Graham, yeah. You know, just say, okay, all these old videos, I want to watch it. I never knew watch my name, add some videos online until I checked. Audios. Until I checked. That people have lived in the 1940s. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Put your mind in these things. They said an idle mind is the devil's workshop. It's true. If you choose to put nothing there, devil will give you suggestions. Say, I'm deliberate about the use of my mind. When I'm alone, I'm yet alone with God. I don't entertain sinful thoughts. Hallelujah. Pray in tongues. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus.